With all the political news this week, it is easy for other headlines to get lost, but here's a story we cannot lose sight of. 4,112 people died of COVID-19 in the United States yesterday. That is the most in a single day since the pandemic began. Dr. Lena Wen is here. She's an ER doctor and professor of public health at George Washington University. And Dr. Wen, that number, 4,112 mothers, fathers, friends, neighbors, are we becoming numb to this?
Well, we are now at our worst case scenario. Even a couple of months ago, I'm not sure that people could believe that we would be at this point of having not just more than 4,000 deaths per day, but also we don't know where the peak is. We haven't even seen the effects of Christmas and New Year's get together yet. And we may well be on track very soon to surpassing 5,000 deaths a day. And unfortunately, our behavior have not changed. Policies have not changed, but also individual behaviors have not changed for a number of different reasons. But we are at a very dangerous time in the pandemic.
I don't understand why behaviors haven't changed. Do you?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it is because of pandemic fatigue. I also think that vaccine rollout has been slow, but unfortunately, people have this mistaken idea that vaccines are here. They're going to save us. But vaccines are not going to save us from this current surge. And actually, we should really be doubling down on mask wearing, avoiding indoor gatherings, keeping physical distancing, including from our extended family and friends. It may take longer. The vaccine may take longer than we hoped, but we still need to hang in there for the next several months.
Well, today, President-elect Joe Biden said that he plans to release almost all of the available doses of coronavirus vaccines when he takes office on January 20th. And that would be a big change in strategy because the Trump administration has been holding them back so that people can get their second booster shot as scheduled. What do you think? We've spoken about this before. Is it the right call?
So I'm glad that the president-elect is showing the urgency that's desperately needed in this moment. But I have some concerns about the strategy. First, I think we're solving for the wrong problem here. The bottleneck that we're seeing is not in vaccine supply, but in administration, converting the doses distributed into vaccines in arms. And this is not solving for that problem. Also, maybe there's something that the Biden administration knows that they haven't told us yet, but I don't know that we have an assurance that we are going to get the second dose of the vaccine, that there's going to be enough production in time. Mm-hmm. I worry because I think it's going to be hard to convince people to take the first shot of the vaccine if there's no assurance that they're going to get the second when that's how the clinical trials were done.
Right. And we have just less than a minute here, but what does that mean for people who have already gotten their first dose?
Well, that's exactly it. We don't know. The studies were done with a very specific parameter in mind. They were proven to be safe and highly efficacious, 95% efficacious. But after the second dose given in a certain time period, and I'm not sure about the ethics of not having that second dose for individuals who are promised that in the first place. There is enough vaccine hesitancy as there is. I really don't want us to be having any perception of taking shortcuts in the scientific process.
All right. Dr. Lena Wen, emergency doctor and professor of public health at George Washington University. We always appreciate your insights. Thank you so much.
Thank you.